of the risen King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the one for me. Hallelujah. 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 As stated, I have the fourth word. Scripture, Matthew 27:45-46. Now from the sixth hour, there was a darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This verse, hallelujah, called by many commentators as the most staggering verse of the Bible. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? When I first read that, first thing came to my mind was abandonment. Do we know God? Do we know who he is? Do we know what he stands for? Abandonment is just not in his category. Abandonment? My God? Oh, no. Let's think about that for a second. Okay? Abandonment. And God. Amen. There's no relationship there. There's no honor. There's no glory. There's no worshiping. There is no God in abandonment. When we started with the last saying that he spoke at Calvary's cross. It was different from the other sayings. This one stood apart. This one stood all by itself. Because when he came with this, he came with the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You see, in these three, there is no abandonment. That is God, God, and God. Who do we look to? God our Father. Who did he send? God the Son. And who did he leave here? The Holy Spirit. There is no abandonment in that. At that time, when he cried, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Everything cried. The stars cried. The moon cried. The whole universe cried. Let's think about this for a second.
That's good,
brother. In Genesis, when he started, all he did was he spoke the word. And it was good. There is no goodness in abandonment.
Come on.
There is no God in that.
Hallelujah.
So, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He did this for you and I. He stood there on the cross, outstretched hands for your sins and mine. He had no sins. He had no blemishes. He had nothing to condemn himself. It was just God. It was God, Jesus, who stood on that cross. But why? Not to be forsaken. Not, as they said, behold my mother. He stood there for all of us time and time again. See, so when we step out of ourselves and don't know how to make our way back, he gave us that straight and narrow path. He gave us what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. He left nothing, nothing untold. He left us his word. He left us the Holy Spirit. And he left us all the memories that we have and what we've gone through that he has forgiven us for. That's why he did that. He did all of this for you and I. Yes, he said that cry was the main part of the Trinity. God had nothing himself to do with sin. He had nothing to do with sin. We are the ones. We are the cause. We have fallen short. We have done the things that he should be ashamed of. But he's not that kind of God. He forgives us. He wipes it all clean. And by his stripes, what? Time and time and time again, we are healed. We are forgiven. So when it comes down to God and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, all he has to do is we put our inquiries to him for him to forgive us and stand as he does, sit as he does on the right hand of the Father, and he will be there until we come to meet him in his glory. So not anything come to chance about my God. Because my God is my God. Amen.